Soluwa Awa wala tinkering tuntun si aledawa Eh, awa ile bobo Eba wayo Ala fiyambo wa Shogi, shogi, shogi
I'm Dawn Burns, and this is The Sauce. We're cooking up a soul-satisfying taste of arts, music, and culture that will have you coming back for more. And we're right here on your NPR station, 88.1 WVPE. One of the countless things I love about musicians is the healing nature of the music. My first guest, Jared Lawson, provides exactly what's needed with the release of his second album, Be the Change. This follows his chart-topping first self-titled work in 2014, which led him to traveling the world playing jazz festivals and clubs. His vocal harmonies, virtuosic piano skills, and songwriting afford him high respect among his peers in the jazz, soul, and R&B spaces. He brings a genuine, heartfelt message that's easy to take in. He has a beautiful, radiant soul, and it was such an honor to talk to him about his new work, his father's role in his musical education, and how the philosophy of Mahatma Gandhi, along with the influences of Donny Hathaway and Stevie Wonder, shape his impressive musicianship.
How do we move beyond the pain?
Hey, Jared Lawson, welcome to The Sauce.
Thanks so much for having me.
I'm so honored to have you speak with me today, and I really appreciate that you were willing to come on and talk to me about your beautiful new work on your new album, Be the Change. I would love to start with your early life, though. I think you have a great story. Now, your father was a musician, correct?
Correct.
What can you tell me about him and his influence?
So yeah, from the time that I was first making memories, I really just remember being in my father's recording studio, which was also our home at the time in Redwood City, California. And, you know, there were instruments everywhere and musicians coming and going all the time. And just, it was a very musical environment to grow up in from a very early age. And my father was at that time essentially like doing what I'm doing now. He had a band of his own in the Bay Area and he was very much like pursuing a musical career. I think he had done some opening slots for like the Doobie Brothers and Steve Miller Band and some bands like that, and was well on his way, you know, to really making a name for himself. And he got into like negotiations, I think with, if I'm recalling correct, it was Elektra Records. And something went kind of sour, and he essentially sabotaged the deal and never signed a recording contract ever after that. So, yeah, I don't know. I think after that point, he just kind of fizzled out a bit and started focusing more on his family. But huge influence on me, of course. Not only because he was a musician, but because he exposed me to so much music.
Yeah, great music that you were exposed to as a young person.
Yeah.
And certainly you were new on the music scene in 2014 with your new release, right?
Yeah.
So how long had you been playing up until that point of your new release? Your first release, I should say.
My first release, you mean? Yeah. I mean, you know, I had been doing shows here in the Portland area for many years leading up to that time, but had never really kind of taken the leap out into the rest of the world. And, you know, there were always like players around the Portland area that would come to my shows and they'd be like, man, what are you doing? Get out of Portland and get out there and like, you know, share this with other people outside of your home city. And I was so resistant to it in the beginning, even though I loved to travel. I was always an avid traveler from the time I was, you know, a young man, actually. But it never really occurred to me that I needed to sort of break out of my hometown and really like share my gift with the rest of the world. So,
well, I'm personally very happy that you did. There's a song, I believe, is it on your new album called Universal Chord?
Yes.
Okay, there's something about that song that's really interesting to me. You talk about that song and how your father had sort of a feeling or a belief that he thought every revolving planet or celestial body must be emitting a frequency. And if that's true, then the universe must be cooperating to create some kind of massive chord. I just think that's dope. I think it's deep and beautiful. And I would love for you to talk a little bit about that idea.
Yeah. So I remember the moment when my dad, my dad was kind of an idea guy. Every once in a while, he would get these ideas and he would come to me and he'd be like, hey, I just had this idea. And I think because he had sort of gotten past, you know, the sort of musical prime of his life and was not really focusing a lot on his career anymore. When he would get ideas, he would bring them to me in hopes that I would do something with them. Some type of, you know, he would bring lyrical ideas or just conceptual ideas. And this was one that really stuck with me. And I've never forgotten that moment when he came into my room and was like, hey, I just wanted to share something with you. And he kind of told that story. He just said, I don't know, I was just thinking about it. And for some reason, it occurred to me that this universe is creating some kind of massive chord. It has to be. There's no way around that because everything that's moving is creating vibration, right?
Right.
Who knows what that chord sounds like, or if it's, you know, if it's beautiful or if it's, you know, a mess, who knows? but it was a great concept and a sort of foundation to build a song from, I thought.
I think it's brilliant. I've read in some places where it has been documented and indicated that maybe the universal sound was an A. I don't know. Who knows?
Okay.
Yeah. Who knows what it is? I think it probably fluctuates, you know, in right. The infinity, in the great beyond. But yeah. But it's a very, very cool idea, something to talk about. And I love how you created a song based on that, because clearly you tapped into the frequencies. Right?
No pun intended.
Yeah, it's actually really great. And I would like to move to Be the Change. Be the Change is the title of your album and the title track to the album. Yeah. And which, of course, I found timely. I remember when you were working on it and we're in the pandemic, right in the middle of it. Mm-hmm. And there was madness going on in the world. And here you come with this incredibly uplifting, beautiful return to Mahatma Gandhi's phrase of be the change that you want to see in the world, where you say we take accountability for ourselves first and then the world can follow suit quite naturally.
Right. Yeah.
So tell me how, not only how that song came up or how you created the song, but I also want to know about your band and especially Sammy Figueroa that you got to play on percussion.
Yeah, of course. You know, well, let's just start with Sammy because it all kind of started there, to be honest. I think it was just maybe about 4 or 5 years ago that Sammy reached out to me just kind of out of the clear blue sky. And I was definitely familiar with his name, but it just didn't quite hit me when he first contacted me. And of course, after we spoke, I got off and like looked him up and was reading his entire biography. And I was like, oh my God, he's on like 10,000 records that I have and have listened to. You know, it's like this guy he's played with everybody you could imagine.
What an honor, a crazy honor, right?
Huge honor for me. Yeah. For him to reach out to me and to say, you know, hey brother, I've got this sort of like vision of you and I working together and sort of bringing Latin music and soul music closer together. And I just, you know, it just immediately resonated with me. I was like, oh my gosh, this is like the dream for me, right? To do this. And of course I was all in right from the beginning. I was like, man, you know what? I want to fly you out here from Miami. Why don't you just come stay with me for 3 or 4 days or whatever. And we'll just make music and get to know each other better. And we did. And as soon as we got in a room together, we realized that we had just a very strong brotherly sort of connection. We just felt like we'd known each other forever, just immediately loved each other. And we, you know, I don't know what else to say, but that connection sort of spawned a very inspired, you know, selection of music to kind of boil up, I think, from that.
Did the album sort of transpire from that?
I mean, I wouldn't exactly say that because I had already been working on the album, you know, for several years, and some of the songs had been, you know, Universal Chord is one of them.
Yeah.
I originally started composing years ago.
Yeah, yeah.
Which you probably
saw that about 15 years ago. Is
this? Yeah, something like that. And then, of course, I completely, you know, it went under complete renovation recently, just before we released it. But I think coming into contact with Sammy helped to sort of instigate that. But when it comes to some of the other songs, namely, I would say How Long is probably the one that was most inspired by Sammy, because he really... he had a very specific idea that he wanted to, he actually wanted to take me to Cuba. This ended up not happening, unfortunately, because of crazy things going on in the world, and they were shutting down Cuba to almost anyone. It was really unfortunate timing, because Sammy had this vision. He wanted to take me to Cuba. He wanted to record a song with some local, you know, percussionists and other musicians. And with the idea that we would do sort of like a traditional rumba, but with, instead of having a singer that would be, you know, normally singing in Spanish, he wanted to have me sort of singing in my style, but using a similar form, which I ended up doing, where I like sing a little bit of a verse and then there's a pause and then the congas come in and they sort of answer. So there's this call and response between the vocals and the conga, particularly the quinto. So we ended up doing that. And to be honest, as the song was evolving, it became something very different than a traditional rumba. It's really not a rumba at all, but it just sort of became, you know, another one of my sort of pseudo Latin compositions.
I wouldn't call it pseudo, my friend, but fusion really does work.
Fusion, that's
as a description, really does work. Yeah. And it's all brilliant.
And Be the Change is very much the same in that regard. Be the Change, although when I met Sammy, I had already been working on this song. You know, I already had a lot of this song kind of written. When I came together with him, we had some other ideas, and that whole like 12-8 intro that unfortunately on the radio cut gets completely eliminated. But we do this whole like 12-8 like thing. It kind of just makes you go, whoa, what is happening? And then we just sizzle down and the song starts. But that was definitely sort of came from Sammy and I just throwing some ideas around. And
I just live for that. That right there that you just described, where you start off, it takes on a life of its own, and then it morphs into the song. It's exactly what I live for as a musician and as a fan of music.
Oh, I love that.
Right? It's just everything. Yeah. Yeah, I think it's really beautiful. I'm Dawn Burns, and this is The Sauce. I'm talking to Jared Lawson, and we're talking about his new album, Be the Change.
Lighthouse to guide the minds, be the change we want to see.
You talk about Donny Hathaway and Stevie Wonder being inspirations, and you certainly can feel and hear those influences. And I would love for you to talk about what they mean to you as, you know, your personal inspiration in your life and in your music.
Yeah, you know, I think that those two guys really, and I would say specifically Stevie Wonder from the time I was, what was it? I recall a day when I was rifling through my father's record collection and I found Songs in the Key of Life, the double LP. And I was like, whoa, what's this? It's like twice as thick as all the rest of these albums. That immediately was interesting to me. The artwork was beautiful. Was all these beautiful lyrics written. All of it. I was just like, oh my God, I have to listen to this. And I just listened to it like 20 times in a row. And somehow it just immediately became the most inspirational piece of music I'd ever heard. Work, I should call it. It's, you know, think of it as one piece of music. It was hugely inspiring for me. And I think I'd never really heard anyone that encapsulated all of these different elements. You know, Stevie writes the most beautiful lyrics and his voice is just transcendent. And then he plays the keyboard and, you know, many keyboards, and composes his own music, all original. And he taps into all these other styles, Latin and, you know, all these different things. And I think that that total package seemed so remarkable and unique to me that somehow I saw that and I said, wow, that I want to do that, you know, and a similar feeling when I found Donny. And it, well, the message piece, that's another thing, you know, that they both placed a lot of importance on bringing a message that really like touches people, you know, in the deepest place of their heart.
Absolutely.
And that's such a huge piece to getting, you know, getting to people, getting to the audience.
Right. As a young person, having that kind of openness to that level of brilliance, I think anyone who is destined to be a musician who would have sat down as a young person with Stevie Wonder and hearing his catalog of music up until whatever that current moment was in their life, to be open to that is just such a high level of vibration.
Thank you.
priceless jewels while your people have no shelter.
Jared, you are starting a new European tour in October this month.
Yeah.
And in November.
Correct. Yeah. It'll be the first touring I've done in 2 years. Very excited to finally get back over to Europe. And we've got 14 shows confirmed at this time. And I'm taking just a quartet with me on this one. But it's, you know, it's going to be a great band. And we're really excited.
Was it a quartet you have in your video for Be the Change?
Five
musicians?
I think we had five, right? Because we had Sammy as well. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So it'll be the drum. You won't have percussion on the tour.
We won't have percussion, unfortunately. Yeah. Couldn't afford Sammy on this tour.
Right. But it'll still be a great sound. Yeah. That's a great band, actually. I like that. I like that group a lot. Okay. You guys sound great together. And then you'll be in the United States next year in 2022.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, that's cool.
Looking forward to kind of, I think I have a lot of ground to make up in the United States because, you know, upon my first release, it blew up in the UK and sort of subsequently in Europe and Japan. And so the United States kind of got overlooked a bit just because I went where the demand was immediately and I didn't really do much of any touring. And I still haven't done like extensive touring in the United States. I've done, you know, sporadic shows here and there and places where I know that my music is well received. But it'll be exciting to really like get some proper tours booked for the United States next year. So I'm very excited for that.
Yeah. You know, I'm probably not the only one who has been waiting for you to tour the United States since I first heard your first album in around 2014.
Yeah.
I'll travel to see you play. I'll make sure to catch it. And I'm sure that I'm not alone in that endeavor.
Where do you live?
I live in Mishawaka, Indiana, Northern Indiana.
Yeah. Okay.
Notre Dame land.
Yeah.
Yeah. So gotcha. If you're going to Chicago, I can drive there. Indianapolis,
sure.
I can drive to Detroit. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
And we'll see where you end up.
Yeah. But, I'm sure we'll make it to one of those places for sure.
My last question is, I know that you had made the final window for a Grammy nomination. Was that recently or was that for last year?
So my album is amazingly still eligible for the Grammys this year, which I was really happy to find out. I didn't even know until my friend Michelle, who has been doing all of these remixes of some of the songs from this album, Michelle Chiaverini, this incredible Italian producer, keyboardist and producer. He's got a lot of like compositional background and arranging. So he's been doing some really incredible remixing on Did Be the Change, and he's just about to release How Long. Anyway, he came to me just a couple of months ago, you know, and he said, "Hey man, I just want to let you know, I nominated you for the Grammys. And I said, "Wow, I didn't realize I was actually eligible at all." And he said, "Oh yeah, you just made the cutoff time." So yeah.
Nice. That'll be a beautiful thing to celebrate.
Yeah.
I'm certainly pulling for you in that regard.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, of course. Jared, it's been so nice to talk to you.
Good
luck on, you know, the new album. It's just so beautiful and so powerful. You have a beautiful spirit, beautiful vibration, and I can't wait next year to see you live.
Thank you, Dawn. I appreciate you so much.
Absolutely. Really means a lot. Be sure everybody to pick up his new album, The Change, on which record label?
It's on Dome Records. Be the Change on Dome Records. Yeah.
And you can find the album where?
You can go to my website, just jaredlawson.com, and you can find links there to purchase anything you want. You can get vinyl, you can get CDs, you can do digital downloads, all of that. So,
all right, that's wonderful. I highly recommend it to everybody. Jared, thank you again, and take care.
Thanks, Dawn. Really appreciate it.
That was the venerable Jared Lawson with his songs How Long and Be the Change, both from his album entitled Be the Change. This is a reminder that here at 88.1 WVPE, we're in the middle of our fall membership campaign. I'm Dawn Burns. You already know that. And you're listening to The Sauce. Bet you already know that too. But did you know how grateful I am to be able to bring you a sampling of artists, some of whom are creating without the national spotlight, but are sharing their hearts and their art nonetheless? This is possible because of you. You are the public in public radio. Visit WVPE.org for your pledge of support by becoming a listener member of the station that keeps you informed and entertained and inspired. We're your NPR station, 88.1 WVPE. Coming up, I speak with Nashville artist Danny Place. Stick around.